We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our limud of Masechet Nedarim. We are on the top line of Daf Lamed Tet, Amud Aleph. This limud is Le'ilui Nishmat Reuven ben David, Yosef ben Tamara, Harav Shalom Cohen ben Tfacha Malka, Yair ben Tov, Anaim ben Chatun, Yom Tov ben Chana, Shaul ben Latif, Erez ben Miriam, Et Rivka bat Mordechai, Rivka bat Dvorah, Eva Shlomit bat Ilana Esther, Chaya Esther Chava, Bat Sarah, Luba bat Mazal, Alehem HaShalom, Also, Lizchut, Refuah Shelema, for Aaron Yitzchak ben Brina, Avram ben Aviva, Moshe ben Chana, Yochai ben Beloria, Esther bat Sarah, Geraz Tova bat Chana, Elisheva bat Neta, Chana bat Sulikan, Gabriela Masuda bat Sarah. The Mishnah on the bottom of Lamedchet Amud Bet said that the one who is Mudar Hana'a from his friend, one who is not allowed to have any benefit from his friend by power of a neder, and the person came, the one who made the neder, the madir, came to visit him when the mudar was sick. Omed avalo yoshev, it says in the Mishnah. The madir, if he comes to visit the mudar, to visit him when he is sick, he can only stand, but he doesn't sit. So now the Gemara wants to clarify, b'may askinan, in which case are we talking here? With what are we dealing here? I b'shenichse mevaker asurin al chole, if we're talking about that, the sick person is the one who is mudar hana'a from the visitor. So the sick person was the one who is prohibited by power of the neder from having hana'a from the madir. So then the question is, why is the visitor only allowed to stand? Afilu yoshev nami. He should be able to sit. After all, he's allowed to enjoy. He's not under the prohibition of deriving any benefit from the mudar, who is the sick person. So let the visitor sit down. What's the problem? If it's the other way around, that the mudar hana'a is the visitor, the madir was the person who is sick, afilu omed namilo, then even if he comes and he stands, why is he allowed to do so? After all, he's coming into the property of the chole. He's coming and stepping in the home of the person who is sick, and he's not allowed to have hana'a, to derive benefit from him. So either way, why is it that the Mishnah says that he's allowed to stand but not to sit? Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Le'olam b'shenichse mevaker asurim ala chole. The case that we're talking about is that the sick person is the mudar hana'a. He's the one who's not allowed to have hana'a from the visitor. The visitor is the madir. ובמקום שנוטלים שכר על הישיבה ואין נוטלים שכר על העמידה. We're talking, the Mishnah is referring to a case, to a place where the minhag in that place is that the one who comes to visit the sick, he receives a compensation for it, but only if he comes and he visits him while sitting down, which means he stays there for a while, then he is compensated. So that's why, in this case, he will only be allowed to stand and not to sit. Because since the minhag in that place is to be compensated for visiting and sitting down, and he will not be taking compensation, so it comes out that he's benefiting from him. But to stand, he's allowed, because he's not benefiting anything by standing, because anyway, nobody receives compensation for visiting and just standing. So the Gemara asks, "Mai paska? Why is it that the Mishnah is speaking only in this specific case, in a place of a minhag, where the bikur cholim by sitting are the ones who are compensated, but not the ones who are standing? Why is it that we are explaining the Mishnah in a one-sided manner? Why is the Mishnah speaking on a specific case like that? The Gemara says, Haka mashma'alan, because the Mishnah is teaching us, the af b'makom shenotlim sachar al hayshiva ba'e lemishkal, that even in a place where the minhag, the custom is to be compensated, to take payment for Bikur Cholim, still, only for Bikur Cholim while seated, one is allowed to take compensation. Al ha'amida lo ba'ele mishkal. If he's visiting and only standing, he's not allowed to take sachar. He's not allowed to take payment. And that's why the Mishnah said he's allowed to stand and not to sit. By way of telling this to us, we learn from here, oh, that means that by standing, there's never a case of taking any compensation for Bikur Cholim. That's one way of understanding the Mishnah. The Ibaitema, an alternative way of understanding, is Keder Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim. The Mishnah will be understood based on what Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said later on in Daf Membet Amud Bet. He says Gezerah Shema Yishhe Be'Amida. Later on in Daf Membet, regarding a particular case, regarding the issue, if one is prohibited to derive benefit from another, can he enter the field of that person? So over there, Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said that there is a gezerah mid Rabbanan that he's not even allowed to enter into the field because Shema Yishhe Be'Amida, maybe he will remain standing there longer than permitted, and he will definitely derive benefit. So they made a gezerah, maybe he will come to stay there longer. So Hachanami, so over here also in our Mishnah, really we can say our Mishnah is talking about in a place where they don't take compensation for visiting and sitting down. So therefore, really essentially, he would be allowed to come and to even sit down. Why is it that the Mishnah says that he shouldn't sit down? It's a gezerah shema yishhe b'yishiva. Because of a concern, maybe he will stay there longer while seated. He will stay there longer than normal. And on such a long stay, every place has the custom to receive some kind of compensation. And by not taking the compensation, he's receiving financial benefit from the one who is not allowed to by power of the neder. And that's why Chachamim said no sitting at all, because maybe he will stay longer than necessary. Ula gives another way of understanding the Mishnah. Le'olam b'shenichse chole asurim al hamvaker. Really, it's the other way around. The case is where the mevaker, the visitor, is the one who is mudar, hana'a, not allowed to have hana'a, benefit from this person who is sick. So regarding the question that we asked before, well, if that's the case, then why is he even allowed to stand? Why does the Mishnah allow him to come and to stand? Ukegon delo adre min chiyute. The Mishnah is referring to a case where this person who is sick, when he made the neder, when he made the vow that his friend cannot have hana'a from him, he only said in general that he's not allowed to have property, to have benefit from his property. But he was not referring to cases where the visit would meet a need that is pertaining to his existence. The lo adre min chiyute, he didn't vow him, he didn't make a neder, even in regards to something that has to do with his life. It's very important for a person who is sick that people should visit him. It helps him, it gives him strength, it gives him extra chizuk to continue to fight on. So therefore, that was not included in the neder that he made, says Ula. And that's why he's allowed to come to visit and to stand, asks the Gemara, Ihachi afilu yoshev nami. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then even sitting should be permitted, since the neder did not prohibit anything that has to do with his existential needs. Answers the Gemara, ha'efshar be'amida. Isn't it possible to meet those needs by visiting while standing? Which means sitting is not crucial to the person's chiyut, to the person's existential needs. He's able to do it by just standing. And therefore, what was not included in the neder was to come visit him in standing. But sitting down, that already could be very well included in the neder. The Gemara raises a question from a braita. Metivei, come in here, a braita. The braita says, Chalahu, if he became sick. Soon the Gemara will explain who. Is it the Madir or is it the Mudar? Chalahu, if he himself became sick. Nichnas levakiru. The other person is allowed to come and visit him and there is no isur. Chala beno. But if let's say he didn't become sick, it was his son who became sick, then the other person is not allowed to come in to visit. Rather, sho'alo bashuk, he's allowed only to ask about him outside. He's allowed to ask other people, how is his son feeling? But he cannot come in and enter the house and do bikur cholim. So now the Gemara understood that this baita is talking in the same case as the Mishnah. So that's the case. The Gemara says like this. Mishlama le'ula de'amar. It's understood according to Ula who said that our Mishnah is talking in a case where b'shenichse chole asurim al hamvaker. that the one who was the mudar hana'a is the visitor. It's the visitor is not allowed to have hana'a. Ukegon de lo adre min chiyute. And we explained that in the neder, it wasn't included anything that has to do with the livelihood, with the existential needs of the person who made the neder. So then Shapir, so then the Braita is understood very well, because in the Braita also, we're talking about that the visitor is the one who's mudar hana'a. So that's why only if the one himself became sick, then he's allowed to enter, because that was not included in the neder. To visit the person who made the neder when he is sick, that is not included in the neder because it has to do with his livelihood, right? But when it's only his son that was sick, so that is included in the neder, and therefore the person cannot come and visit. But according to Shmuel, who explained our Mishnah in the other way around, where the mevaker, the visitor, is the one who made the neder, and the sick person is the one who is the mudar. So then, that means the baita is also talking in this case, right? So the maishna hu, maishna beno. So what's the difference between him or his son? After all, since it's only the father, the person who is sick, the father, he's the only one who's mudar hana'a from the madir. It's not his son, so why shouldn't he be able to visit his son as well? And even if you tell me, let's say the isur of the neder was also on the son, then what's the difference? Why can he visit him, but not his son? It should be the same halakha for both. Amar lach, says the Gemara, Shmuel will answer, Matnitin, our Mishnah is in fact talking the way I told you. B'shenichse mevaker asurim al hachole, that it is the sick person who is mudar, who's not allowed to have hana'a from the visitor. But Braita, the Braita is talking in a different case. Who said it has to be the same as the Mishnah? Braita b'shenichse chole asurim al mevaker, that it's the other way around. The Braita is talking about where the visitor is the one who is mudar, and therefore that's why there is a difference between him and himself. Because even though he made a neder, but he didn't make a neder regarding his livelihood, but something that doesn't have to do with his livelihood, such as visiting his son, that is included in the neder. My Pascha, the Gemara asks on this question, on this answer of Shmuel, the Gemara says, My Pascha, what shows you to make this difference? That the Braita is not talking in the same way as the Mishnah. Why don't we say that both the Mishnah and Braita are talking in the same case? What gave you reason to say that there is a difference? Amar Rava, Rava says, Shmuel matnitin kashite. Shmuel, what caused Shmuel to explain the Mishnah in a different way than the Braita, and to say that the Mishnah is talking about where it is the property of the mevaker, of the visitor, that is prohibited upon the sick person, meaning the sick person is the mudar? That's because the Mishnah presented a difficulty to Shmuel. Because if we're talking in the Mishnah in the same way as the Braita, that it is the visitor who is the mudar, so then my iria de tane omed avalo yoshev. That was the difficulty. So why does our Mishnah make a difference between if he's standing or if he's sitting? I mean, there shouldn't be any difference. Just like he's allowed to visit him while standing, because we say that matters that touch upon his livelihood is not included in the neder, then the same reason should be for sitting. That was the difficulty in the Mishnah that gave reason to Shmuel to say, Shma Mina. We see from here that the Mishnah is talking bedavka in the case, de nichse mevaker asurim ala chole, that it is the chole who is mudar hana'a, and therefore it has to be explained differently than the Braita. Now the Gemara for a while will be speaking about the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Amar Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Remez leBikur Cholim in haTorah minayin. Where do we find an allusion from the Torah to the mitzvah of visiting the sick? So, the Gemara says, Sheneemar, it says in the Pasuk in Korach, Parashat Korach, it says, Im kemot kol ha'adam yemutun ele, ufkudat kol ha'adam. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if these men will die, the common death of all men, ufkudat kol ha'adam, and if they will be visited by the visitation of all men, ufkudat. As the Gemara will explain, so you see, visiting is something that is done to people who are sick. My mashma, the Gemara says, from where in this pasuk do we see that? Amar Rava, Rava says, Im kemot kol ha'adam yemutun ele. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, if these men, meaning referring to the congregation of Korach, if these men will die the common death of all men, shehen cholim umutalim ba'arisatam, that become sick and then they are confined to their beds, ubene adam evakrim otam, and people will come to visit them, as is normal, ma ha'beriyot omrim, what will people say? Lo Hashem shelachani laze, they will say that Hashem didn't send me for this, that this didn't come as a punishment about, you know, for what they did. That was what Moshe Rabbeinu was pleading with Hashem, to punish them in a way that will be clear that they are being punished, in a type of death that is different than the normal. So that's what he said. Im kemot kol adam imutun ele, if they're all going to die in the same common way that everybody does, then it's going to be ufkudat kol ha'adam, and in other words, that they are sick and they're lying in bed and people come and visit them. So lo Hashem shelachani lazeh. So what do you see from here? We see derech agav from this pasuk, from the words of kudat kol ha'adam, that there is a derech eretz, a mitzvah of bikur cholim. Darash Rava. So on this pasuk that was brought from Parashat Korach, the Gemara will dwell upon this for a little while. Im beri'a yivra Hashem. Over there, Moshe Rabbeinu continued and said, but if Hashem will create a bri'a, a creation, which means a different type of death for them. So now Rava expounds on this and he says, Im beri'a gehinom. If gehinom is already a creation and already exists, mutav tihye, then that would be good for them. Im lav yivra Hashem. If not, let Hashem create it now. So that's the double language, Im beri'a yivra Hashem. It should just say, Im yivra Hashem. Why Im beri'a yivra? So it's as if Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Im beri'a, if Gehinom already exists, that's where they should go. If it doesn't, Yivra Hashem, then Hashem should create it now for them. The Gemara says, Eini, is that true? Was there any safek, was there any doubt at this point to Moshe Rabbeinu as to whether Gehinom was already created? Vehatanya, but we learned in the Braita, Shiva devarim nivre'u kodem shenivra ha'olam. There were seven phenomena that were created before the world was created. And Eluhen, and they are Torah, Utshuva, repentance, Gan Eden, Vegehinom, Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Hashem, Ubet HaMikdash, Ushemo Shel Mashiach, in the name of Mashiach. And the Gemara now proceeds to show us Pesukim for each one. Torah, how do we know that Torah was created before the world was created? Dichtiv, it states in Mishlei, Hashem kanani reshit darko. The Torah is speaking there in pasuk in perek chet pasuk kavbet of Mishle. The Torah says, Hashem kanani reshit darko. Hashem created me in the beginning of His way, which means the first of His creations. So we see that Torah was created before Briat Haolam. Teshuvah. How do we know that the concept of Teshuvah was created before? Dichtiv, it says in Tehilim, Perek Tzadik, Beterem harim yuladu vatecholel eretz vetevel, before the world was created, Tashev enosh ad daka, you return man by Teshuvah, vatomer shuvu bnei adam, and you say to them to do Teshuvah. So you see, Teshuvah was Beterem harim yuladu, before the world was created. Gan Eden, how do we know? Dichti vaita Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem. Hashem planted a garden in Eden mikedem. From the word mikedem, that's a hint that this was before the world was created. Gehinom, how do we know? Dichti, it states in Yeshaya, ki aruch me'etmol tofte. Tofte is another word for Gehinom. And it says openly in Yeshaya, ki aruch me'etmol, from yesterday. Yesterday, referring to before creation, tofte gehinom was organized, was arranged. Kisei kavod, dichtiv nachon kisacha me'az. As we say in Tehilim, perik tzadik gimel, your throne, Hashem, is established me'az, already from time immemorial, from beginning of creation. Bet hamikdash, dichtiv kisei kavod, marom merishon, your kisei kavod, your throne of glory, on high from the beginning, and then the pasuk continues there in Yirmiyah and says Mekom Mikdashenu. So we see the place of Mikdashenu was Merishon, was already from the first things that were created before the world. Shemo shel Mashiach, the name of Mashiach, Dichtiv Yehi Shemo Leolam, in Tehilim it says, may his name endure forever. And the continuation of that pasuk is, Lifne Shemesh Yinon Shemo, before the creation of the sun, the name Yinon, which is the name of Mashiach, was already created. Okay, so all this was brought for what purpose? We have a question. We have a question. Rava said before, Rava explained the pasuk showing us that Moshe had a safek if Geinom was already created. How could he have any doubt regarding that? We have a braita that says it was created before the world was created. Rather, this is the interpretation of the words of Moshe where he said, Im beri'a yivra Hashem. He meant to say like this, I ivre le puma. If the mouth of the world, meaning if the opening of the ground was created already, mutav, then good. Ve'imla, and if not, yivra Hashem. Let Hashem create it right now and let them be swallowed up in the earth. So the Gemara asks on this, ve'haketiv, but doesn't it state in Kohelet, en kol hadash tachat hashamesh? There is nothing new under the sun. So how then could Moshe request that Hashem should create the mouth of Gehinom, meaning that the earth should open up and they should all fall into Gehinom? If that's something that wasn't created before, the pasuk says en kol hadash tachat hashamesh, that nothing new is created in the world. Hachi kama. The Gemara answers, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. I hacha lo mikrav puma, if the mouth of Gehinom is not close to here, lehacha likrav, let Hashem bring it closer to this place. Meaning it was already created. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that the pi haaretz, the mouth of Gehinom, was already created in the world. However, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I don't know where it is. If it's close to here, good. If not, let Hashem bring it here. That's the words, im beri'a yivra Hashem. Now, continuing on a little bit more in the issue of Moshe and Korach, so the Gemara will tell us additional psukim that Rava expounded upon. Darash Rava, ve'amri la amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rava expounded upon the following psukim, and some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak. Ma'i dichtiv, what is the meaning of the pasuk in Habakkuk, Perek Gimel? It states there, Shemesh yareach amad zevula. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. Shemesh yareach amad zevula. Shemesh v'yareach bizvul mai bayan. Zevula, zevul, is one of the names of the seven Rekiim, of the seven heavens. In fact, the fourth one, as the Gemara says in Chagiga, is called Zevul. So the Gemara is asking, what is Shemesh and Yareach, the sun and the moon, doing in Zevul? V'habi Rakia kevi, but they are fixed in Rakia. Rakia is the second heaven. Zevul is the fourth. So what is the pasuk in Habakkuk saying, Shemesh Yareach amad Zevula? The Shemesh and the Yareach stood in Zevul. What's going on here? This teaches us that the sun and moon, at the time when Korach was waging his debate, his fight against Moshe Rabbeinu, the sun and the moon, they ascended from Rakia to Zevul. They went up from the second heaven to the fourth one. And they said before Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, if you are going to do justice for the son of Amram, which means for Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're going to stand up for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, Anu Meirim, will continue to illuminate the world. Im lav, en Anu Meirim. But if not, we're going on strike. We're not going to illuminate the world. Beota sha'a, yara bahem chitzim v'hanitot. Now the Gemara is going to tell us the hint of the continuation of the pasuk. There in the continuation of the pasuk in Habakkuk, it says, Le'or hitzecha yehalechu, to the light of your arrows they travel. So the midrash here, the teaching of Rava and Rabbi Yitzchak continues here and says, Be'ota sha'a yara bahem chitzim v'chanitot. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot arrows and spears at them. Amar lahem, and he said to them, Bechol yom v'yom mishtachavim lachem v'atem me'irim. Each and every day, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, idolaters, bow down to you. They worship you, and you have no problem with it, and you continue to illuminate the world. You never protested. So, v'chvodi lo mechitem, v'chvod basar v'adam mechitem? What? In my honor, you never protested. And now, for the honor of flesh and blood, meaning for the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, you are protesting? U'v'chol yom v'yom yorim bahem chitzim v'chanitot u'me'irim. And ever since, each and every day, the Malachim shoot arrows and throw spears at the sun and the moon, and only then do they come out and illuminate the world. Sheneimar le'or chitzecha yehalechun, at the light of your arrows, they travel. Now the Gemara returns to the topic of Bikur Cholim, of visiting the sick. Tanya, we learned in a Braita, Bikur Cholim en la shi'ur. The mitzvah of Bikur Cholim does not have any shi'ur, any fixed measure. Mai en la shi'ur, the Gemara is asking, what's the meaning of that? What does that mean, it doesn't have any fixed measure? Savar Rav Yosef lememar, so Rav Yosef thought to say, it means, en shi'ur lematan sechara. There is no limit, there's no fixed measure to the reward of Bikur Cholim. Amar le Abaye, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, v'chol mitzvot, mi yesh shi'ur lematan secharan? What, only Bikur Cholim? What about all other mitzvot? They have a limited measure for their reward, for their sachar. V'atenan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, he'vizahir v'mitzvah kala kebachamura, she'en ata yodea, matan secharan shel mitzvot. Be as meticulous in the observance of a small mitzvah, just as you are with a big one, because a person doesn't know the amount of reward for the mitzvot. So that shows you that any mitzvah is en la shi'ur. So what do you mean it regarding the reward? So how can you explain like that? Ela amar Abaye, so therefore Abaye says, when it says bikur cholim en la shi'ur, it's not referring to the reward. It means to say, afilu gadol etzel katan. Meaning there's no shi'ur, there's no fixed measure for the disparity, for the difference between the sick person and his visitor. Which means even, afilu gadol etzel katan, even a prominent person, a very important person, should pay a visit even to a katan, to a lowly person. He shouldn't say that this is beneath his standing, beneath his honor. No, bikur cholim en la shi'ur. Even a great man should come and do bikur cholim, visit the sick of even the simplest person. Rava Amar, Rava explains en la shi'ur in a different way. It means it's referring to the number of times that a person should visit. Afilu me'a pe'amim bayom. There's no shi'ur, there's no fixed measure. Even 100 times a day is appropriate for bikur cholim. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina. Rabbi Acha bar Chanina says, kol ha'mevaker chole notel echad mishishim betzaro. Anyone who visits the sick, he's taking away from him 1/60th of his suffering. Amrile, so the Chachamim said to Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, imken li'alun shitin velo kmua. According to you, so let 60 people enter to visit the person, and they'll stand him up. They will restore him immediately to health. Each one is going to remove 1/60th, 60 people. So that's it. Is that what you're saying? Amar le, so he answered, Rav Acha bar Chanina said to them, ki isuriyata de bei rabbi. No. It's like the isuriyata, the tenths of the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who said, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, they taught a halakha, which we learned in Masechet Ketubot, halakha bat hanotelet asirit mehanechasim, regarding a daughter who inherits a tenth, she receives a tenth of the property. So it means a tenth of what was left over from the first one, as the Gemara will explain soon. The Gemara will bring us this halakha. Ube ben gilo. And also it's referring only to if the visitor is born under the same gil, under the same mazal, the same constellation as the person who is sick. And the Gemara explains, the Tanya, as we learned in a Braita, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Bat hanizonet minichse achin, the daughter who is supported from the property of her brothers after the passing of their father. Their father passed away, the brothers inherit, and now there's a chiyuv on the brothers to give mezonot, to provide parnasa to the daughters, to the sisters. So bat hanizonet minichse achin, a daughter who is supported by the property of the brothers, notelet isu nechasim. She receives 1/10 of the estate as her dowry. Amru lo lerabbi. So the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Lidvarecha, according to you, mi sheyesh lo eser banot uben, someone who has 10 daughters and 1 son. Well, en lo laben bimkom banot klum. According to you, will come out that no property at all will remain for the son in a case where there are daughters, because they're going to receive the entire inheritance. Amar lahen, so Rabbi said to them, No. Rishona notelet isu nechasim. The first daughter takes 1/10 of the estate. Yes. Shniya b'meshe shiyera. The second one will take 1/10 of that which is left of the inheritance. Not of the whole inheritance as a whole, but of what is left. Shlishit b'meshe shiyera. Same thing for the third. V'chozrot v'cholkot b'shaveh. And now after each of the daughters took her share, then they will divide the property equally. So the son is left with a share of the inheritance. So that is what Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi Chanina says. When I say kol ha-mevaker et ha-chole takes 1/60, it doesn't mean every person takes 1/60 of the machala as a whole. No, each one removes 1/60 after what is left of after the first one removed it. So then 60 people coming is not going to be enough to lift him up in one shot. And it also has to be Beben Gilo. The only one who has this power is someone who comes to visit and he shares the same mazal, the same constellation as the sick person. And therefore, Miyodea, who knows? We have to do our job, our mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one who does the rest and should bring refuah shelema, refuot, yeshuot, venechamot to all of Am Yisrael.